Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello reunite in Miami, Olivia Rodrigo was the top artist in Canada in 2021, and Britney Spears is sharing nude selfies. It's Friday, January 7th, and here are your latest music news updates brought to you by The Filter. After spending the holidays at home in Ontario, Shawn Mendes slipped down to Miami for a dip in the Atlantic Ocean and a reunion with Camila Cabello. On Thursday, TMZ published photos of the former couple walking their dog Tarzan near Cabello's house. It's the first time Mendes and Cabello have been spotted together since November, when they announced their decision to end their romantic relationship. In a joint statement at the time, the singer said, "Our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever. We started our relationship as best friends, and we will continue as best friends." Earlier this week, Mendes was photographed enjoying time with friends in the sand and surf behind Soho Beach House in Miami Beach. Canadians turned to music to get through the second year of the pandemic, and our favorite artists included Adele, Olivia Rodrigo, and homegrown artists Justin Bieber and Drake. According to a year-end report by MRC Data, which tracks sales and streams of music, Canada saw a record-high number of on-demand streams, more than 2 billion in 2021, as well as a 21% jump in sales of vinyl. Rodrigo's debut album, Sour, released in May, was number one with 262,200 album-equivalent sales and a 334.4 million on-demand streams. It was followed by country star Morgan Wallen's Dangerous, the double album, Justin Bieber's Justice, The Kid LAROI's F Love, and Dua Lipa's Future Nostalgia. The rest of the top 10 consisted of albums from Drake, Adele, Pop Smoke, The Weeknd, and Doja Cat. The most streamed song in Canada last year was Dua Lipa's Levitating. Britney Spears took to Instagram on Thursday to share a pair of nude selfies. Free woman energy has never felt better, the 40-year-old captioned the photos, and she's wearing nothing but knee-high socks and a choker. There are strategically placed heart and flower emojis. You can see the link to it in the description in this episode. Spears followed up with a post which showcases her figure in a two-piece bathing suit, including shots of the pop star pouring water into her open mouth and letting it spill under her chest. "This is my first high-waisted bathing suit ever. My fiancé likes it, but I'm not sure," she wrote. "It's crazy cool because you can adjust it high or low." Spears was released for a conservatorship in November after nearly 13 years. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this feed wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.